From KDKA in Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Thursday, October 11th. Hurricane Michael's battering waves swamped streets and docks Wednesday, and the very high winds splintered trees and rooftops along Florida's panhandle. And that was on President Trump's mind when he was speaking at a rally last night in Erie.
All of Pennsylvania, all of America sends its unwavering love and support.
The president says he'll travel to Florida shortly to get a look at the damage done by the most powerful hurricane to hit the continental U.S. in nearly 50 years. This morning, Michael has been downgraded to a tropical storm. It's moving from Georgia into the Carolinas, then Virginia, and back out over water. Pittsburgh-based Brothers Brother Foundation is responding with aid for the people affected by the hurricane. KDKA-TV's Megan Schiller has that.
We caught up with volunteers as they were very busy preparing to head down south. They were putting together a big donation, including personal hygiene supplies such as children's diapers. If you are looking to help out, they are collecting donations of storage buckets as well as personal hygiene items, things such as toothpaste, nail clippers, nail files, and other personal hygiene items like that. They say you can drop them off there at Brothers Brother on the north side.
Also, the Red Cross is sending volunteers from the Pittsburgh area to help with the relief effort in Florida. A former Bethel Park councilman is in trouble with the law again. Brandon Colella, who resigned in disgrace last month, is facing new criminal charges. Here's KDKA-TV's Ralph Iannotti.
According to police in Mount Lebanon, an officer there on Wednesday spotted an erratic driver in a white pickup truck on Washington Road. The truck was stopped a short distance away, and the driver, Mr. Colella, failed a field sobriety test. He was booked on charges of DUI and possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia.
Last month in Bethel Park, Colella was arrested and charged with trying to sell Adderall and amphetamine at a restaurant. The previous month in Jefferson Hills, Colella was accused of fraudulent business practices in a home improvement fraud case involving his construction company. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.